It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You want to call by its name? That's strictly for fags. That's faggot stuff.
This is perfect timing right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the song stylings of Carmen Miranda. I love this.
I'm a queen.
We're both queens.
South American way.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow, don't forget, BYOB Friday, Buzz Babes, Junkies, Shark Week, Joe McLeod on the movies, lots more fun and more thrills. How old is this thing? You know, we were talking about this year. There's a movie called Radio Days, and they play this, and they're all dancing in the little old 1940s house when they
play this. Recording is probably about 1940.
It's so effing timely.
Sounds good.
I am such a complete ass. Some of the stuff that we didn't get to today, I really wish we had had a chance to spend more time on it.
Well, let's stay later.
No, we got to go to a concert.
That's right.
I really wanted to talk more about Bethann McBride and her McBridian ways.
Yes.
If anybody doesn't understand what McBridian is, mm-hmm. Bethann being McBridian would be, I come into Bethann and I said, man, did you see Mount Everest? It's got a tremendous amount of snow on top of it. And Bethann will sit there, look at me, pause a moment and go, yeah, yeah. You know, I've read that there's lots of snow on that mountain.
That's, you know what? That's McBridian.
I'm not giving a perfect example of McBridian.
That's an example. You know what? It cannot be defined.
Right.
We can cite examples.
There's got to be a definition of it, though. There's got to be somebody else that does this. The McBridian way is very similar to
Charles Manson.
It's not like somebody who, you know, has been there and done that. Those kind of people. It's not like that. It's not like she's one-upping.
No.
But she will literally communicate with you an idea that you have just expressed in such a way that will make you believe that she has gotten the idea first. There it is.
She rephrases
it. I just articulated it. Write it down. Write it down that I put it that way because that's exactly what she does.
Can you say it again?
She will give you. No.
No. Okay. Well, luckily I was running tape.
Have you done that all your life? Have you done that? Have you ever been accused by anyone other than me of doing that?
And has your hair changed every time you've come in here today?
She's worked very hard today, Rob. Head. She's been getting National Enquirer people on the phone and all that good stuff.
She looks like Grace Kelly.
Aw.
I mean,
that's nice.
Lovely swooping hairdo.
Not now, right?
Now,
well, no, not the way
she's
she is
being
now,
McBridian
no.
right now because, as I just asked her a direct question, which she just has chosen not to answer whatsoever. And she starts a completely brand new conversation with you because you've chosen to just initiate a conversation, even though I asked a direct question. This is like Kathy Lee and Hoda right now.
No, you see, I knew she wasn't going to answer anyway. But I also, there's a subcategory.
I would like to talk to her for a moment if I could, please, Hoda.
Yes.
What's the deal? Why do you do what you do?
I don't know. I'm doing it when I do it.
But am I the first one? I asked you. Has it ever been identified by another male? He's laughing now. She's doing another thing I love. She's laughing silently.
Silent laughing.
Which
now
works on the radio.
Now you wish I would talk.
I do wish you would talk. What's going on?
I've had a bad week.
All right, what are you handing me?
Oh, no, not again.
No, this is what you want to talk about. I want to talk about your way of expressing things.
Non-communication.
Like, I'll say, you know, it'd be really a good idea if we had a coming out party with some costumes for the Buzz Babe. She's like, yeah, and we could maybe have a, you know, just a little get together. We could do and have little outfits. That's what she will say.
Right.
And maybe we could do that at a local bar.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting on, I haven't now. Now, here's, no, I'm not exact because I haven't mentioned it, it's a bar.
Right.
But she knows it's a bar, and mm-hmm. then she'll just say it's a bar because I haven't said that. You understand, you do that.
You do do that.
They teach classes in this. You haven't taken any class that taught you to do this?
No. I think it was my mother.
I must add something, because that's the behind-the-scenes McBride. Uh-huh. But the on-air McBride
is very shy,
is
very quiet.
Will take the comedy balloon and deflate it as fast as possible, sometimes effortlessly.
Like I'm beginning to perspire right now. I truly am. I have to ask you this.
Yes.
You've done it before, but I don't think you do it maliciously.
No.
I don't.
No.
In a more malicious person, I would perceive it, seriously, as an attempt to get credit for something you didn't come up with. But you don't do that, but you do. Did your mother do it?
Maybe.
The whole family do it?
I mean,
does she still do it?
I have one sister that is not McBridian, and she said, being with the family is like being on a game show.
Right.
Because someone will start talking and say, you know, I was going to the mall, the store, the library, and
people
we're all trying
guess.
To complete. Yeah, it was like a game
sentence
show.
Finishers.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I believe that's now, McBride is Irish, right? Or is it Scottish?
Little Scottish.
Little Scottish. It's that area. My family does a little bit of the same
thing. Sure, it's not from Jupiter?
Does your family finish sentences also?
No.
Like they don't do that?
No. We're all very polite.
And I bet your family doesn't do it.
Just grunts and clicks.
Yeah. So like a Thanksgiving in the Burbank house.
Exactly.
Clicking and just the sound of silverware.
Pepper.
Just points across the table.
That's right.
Pepper right now.
And it doesn't bother us when we do it.
It bothers your sister.
The one.
Yeah,
and
the one.
She says when we... Instead Phyllis. Of, like, stopping, we just get louder and louder and louder and louder until our answer is heard.
Yeah. It's, now, all right. Maybe that's why.
I do have a loud family.
Yeah, you do, but you don't do the sentence finishing.
No, we're pretty good about that.
All right. This is
I'm
from,
just trying to help.
This is from Beth Ann's at the Morgan Stanley apartment complex.
From Mr. Wimper.
Second notice.
Yeah. Oh, Beth Ann.
It's bolded.
Dear valued residents.
Hold it down.
I don't think they like me.
Building. Did you and you whited out the building?
Damn
like,
right.
Would you white it out so I'm not going to read it? Is that what it is? Are you worried that I'm going to? You told me you didn't want me to read it. You don't trust me that I wouldn't be
not
able to
where
do
I
this.
Live.
All right, dear valued residents of the John F. Kennedy Towers. Once again, our office was notified that there has been loud banging.
Yes.
What are you doing, baby?
I'm not
what are
doing
you doing
anything.
In that place, huh?
And they said
you got a suitor that is John Edwards coming to your house?
No, I wish.
All is right. Banging in quotation marks?
No. A loud banging noises, Rob, oh, coming from God. Someone's apartment late at night during these hours. Mm-hmm. 1 a.m., 2 a.m., and 4 a.m.
I'm producing the show.
This is now.
Is this Mr. Butterworth from the Inquirer?
Here's the best part. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is disturbing neighboring residents.
Oh, we don't want to disturb them.
When you get, incidentally, just a note to you know, apartment managers, when you're going to put the word in capitals that you want to emphasize, make sure you spell it correctly.
Right.
Spell check.
This is disturbing neighboring residents.
Sometimes it doesn't make a clear transition to English from Farsi.
We
do
understand.
Not disturb.
We understand that people have different working and living hours, but we must at all times be considerate of others. Please be reminded that paragraph 11 of the Community Policies and Procedures lease addendum states A, loud playing of stereos, televisions, or musical instruments is discouraged, and any noisy or boisterous conduct which would disturb the peace and quiet enjoyment of other residents is absolutely prohibited. We appreciate your understanding and thank you for your cooperation. If you have any questions, please contact our office at 703, and then there's no other number.
Yeah.
Sincerely, the management team at the Harry S. Truman Towers.
I'm watching the Japanese game show. It's
that's
me.
It. Laughing so loudly when she slams. All right, your excuse. Thank you very much. Diana, get out of here. Go on. See you later. Bye. Have a good show.
You too.
That's Beth Ann McBride, ladies and gentlemen.
South American way.
South American way. And here's my date for tonight.
Yeah,
Mr.
Hi.
Buzz Burbank. We're getting ready to go to the Monty Python show.
Guaranteed second base.
Going to be great.
That's three. Heavy petting.
Third. turns out it might not have been tomatoes after all behind the recent salmonella scare. It might have been the hot peppers often served with tomatoes that made 1,200 Americans sick.
Jalapenos.
Tomato lovers were crushed to know that millions the plump red fruits rotted on the vine this year.
Really?
And this false alarm, that's what it was.
And I bet somebody who was doing it was sauced.
This false alarm cost farmers over $100 million in lost crops.
No chance, Rob. He looks a little pasty.
Live and learn.
Any chance for the industry to catch up?
Yeah, oh, sure. They'll be fine, Rob. A Florida ag official says farmers were actually losing money by going to the trouble of harvesting their crops.
It's cost-effective, unbelievable as it sounds, to let them rot on the vine rather than expend $6 or $8 a box to pick them, pack them, ship them, if you're not going to have a buyer.
I know a little girl who's crying over this. Yeah. One plant says it lost $12 million in this false alarm, and the plant's operator says if somebody doesn't do something, some farmers are going to have to sell the land where they once grew tomatoes. President Bush was at a fundraiser last weekend and talking about the recent downturn in the stock market. He explained this phenomenon by saying, and I quote, "Wall Street got drunk, and now it's got a hangover." Apparently, speaking from experience, Bush said the question is, how long it'll sober up and not try to do all these fancy financial instruments. And one of Bush's supporters caught it on video and put it on YouTube.
There's no question about it. Wall Street got drunk. One reason I should turn off your TV cameras.
What the hell? I can't hear him.
Got drunk and now it's got a hangover.
Oh, hangover right here.
The question is how long will it sober up?
That's
and
it.
And not try to do all these fancy financial instruments.
There it is. Those are the words that I just spoke. I wanted you to hear the tape itself.
Yeah, he's in the background. It's not that. Do you think, I mean, you know, we slam Bush all the time here. Do you think it's that big a deal, really? I mean, I think he's telling the truth. It was a hangover. They woke up from a hangover. Everybody was making millions of dollars, and, you know, it was kind of like waking up from a big party.
My favorite part is it was subtitled when it's on YouTube, is when he says, and that's why I asked you to turn your cameras off.
Yeah.
And the cameras were obviously not that off.
But this to me, even with all of that, this to me much more incriminating.
I've got an eclectic reading list.
Let me just remind you where we have been through, what we've been through.
Okay. Those two. Better than anything that we heard.
And how about this?
Examples.
I like to fish.
White House spokesman Dana Perino says it was supposed to have been a private moment.
Mm-hmm.
John McCain canceled today's scheduled appearance to talk about why offshore drilling is a good thing. That's partly because of the tropical storm that evacuated refineries along the Texas coast, and partly because of the oil spill that has now shut down 60 miles of the Mississippi River.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Did McCain also evacuate?
I'm not sure. Well, that is possible. It just didn't seem like the right day to be promoting offshore drilling with 400,000 gallons of heavy fuel oil floating down the Mississippi, even if it did leak from a barge. Maybe another day, in a few weeks, perhaps, after they've cleaned up the messes.
This is not our first rodeo. We've seen a lot of these spills happen, and we know where the points are that the oil will collect, and we're going to make sure that we have the proper equipment to clean it up as fast as we can.
And never mind the public opinion polls. We noticed at Chicago's O'Hare Airport a couple of weeks ago, a bin full of campaign buttons for John McCain and Barack Obama. We also noticed there were a lot more unsold McCain buttons in the bin.
Hmm.
Now it's been confirmed by the people who sell buttons and T-shirts and refrigerator magnets. Obama's leaving McCain in the dust in this stuff. Vendors say up to 70% of what they sell is for Obama.
Yeah, I get a lot of his swag, too. I like that
National
stuff.
Button Council.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary Clinton, who's been out of the race for over a month, makes up 9% of the sales. McCain supporters account for only 14% of
Hillary?
Merchandise sales.
Hillary, you selling anything?
Everybody say it. I am fat.
I got a great button at the airport the other day. It says, I boned John Edwards.
That'll be coming soon.
You can get those anyway.
Hey, Bethann, jot down that guy's name, too. I want to give him thanks at the end of the show if we can.
And for every button or badge McCain sells, Obama sells four.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, a 23-year-old woman, I have three for here for you. A 23-year-old woman was arrested last weekend for trying to kill her neighbor with a peanut. Her neighbor is allergic to peanuts, and this young lady was throwing them at the victim.
Ow.
At one point, the 23-year-old tried to stuff a peanut into the woman's mouth.
Ow.
The peanut avenger is now facing 5 years in prison.
That was the sound of a peanut being forced into a throat.
Of an allergic person. Now, when they found tubes of what looked like plastic explosive bound together... Tubes bound together with duct tape at a grocery store in Ogden, Utah this week, they thought the worst. It wasn't a bomb, though. It was a prank involving string cheese.
Polio.
Abandoned shopping carts filled with meat had to be destroyed.
Polio string cheese.
And I like it, Charlie?
Yeah, I do.
And a maintenance man at a psychiatric hospital in Orangeburg, New York, who makes $100,000 a year, this maintenance guy.
It's pretty good for a janitor.
He's been found to be living in a tool shed out back of the psychiatric hospital.
Well, he's saving his money.
State officials say he had a couch, a refrigerator, and a microwave in the tool shed. Now that he's been caught, they've charged him rent and made him move back in with his wife. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. We'll see you later at the big Monty Python concert. I want to thank Jake Kalish, author of Satan and Santa, got into the Octagon. That's a lot of fun. Get that book if you get a chance. Also, Redskins number 53, linebacker Marcus Washington.
Yeah, great guy.
And let's thank Alan Butterfield from the National Enquirer, talking all about John Edwards. We'll see what happens with that story. I think that's going to grow a little bit of hair.
I hope we can have him back.
Don't forget tomorrow, BYOB Friday. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. And our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Jalapeno Radio Network.
Oh, dear.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with the poem of the day.
Yes.
Supermarket Shuffle made our day. John Edwards had a role in the hay. Marcus Washington makes other players weak. Satan beats Santa. Ooh, what a freak. Tomorrow is Friday. You know what that means. I'm here to tell you it ain't Frank and Beans. It's Junkies and Buzz Babes and Shark Week and you. Tomorrow, same station. We'll all see you through. We'll see you tomorrow for BYOB Friday. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Okay. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.